On May 14, 1948, British rule in Palestine came to an end as the Jewish National Council proclaimed the establishment of a Zionist regime. Shockingly, relations between the British Empire and the Zionist military gangs in Europe date back to 1915. Zionists, who once enjoyed the support of the British Empire, established terrorist gangs targeting both British and Palestinian armies. The terrorist group Haganah was formed on June 15, 1920 and was followed by the formation of other terrorist groups such as Irgun and Stern Gang in 1936. The Stern Gang and Irgun initiated violent terrorist activities against the British mandates in 1940 and 1944 respectively. On November 6, 1944, Eliyahu Hakim and Eliyahu Betzuri, both members of the Stern Gang, assassinated Lord Moyne in Cairo. Moyne was the British Minister of State for the Middle East. After the assassination of Lord Moyne, the Haganah kidnapped, interrogated, and turned over to the British many members of the Irgun. The three main Zionist underground forces later united to form the so-called Jewish Residents Movement and carried out several terrorist attacks and bombings against the British administration. In 1946, British troops searched the Jewish agency and confiscated large quantities of documents about the Zionist group's operations and links with other violent groups. The intelligence information was taken to the King David Hotel building in Jerusalem. The Zionists retaliated and directly targeted the British authorities. Irgun then blew up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, the headquarters of the British administration, killing 92 people. The hotel was the site of the central offices of the British Mandatory Authorities of Palestine, the Secretariat of the Government of Palestine, and the headquarters of the British forces in Palestine and Transjordan. This was the deadliest attack directed at the British during the Mandate era 1920 to 1948 and, in the extended history of the Arab-Israel conflict, remains as the bombing that caused the greatest number of casualties.
While on the subject of Israel, known to be the only one to possess nuclear weapons in the Middle East, well, this was a question addressed by Press TV correspondent in Japan, a rare occurrence in itself, something the Israeli Foreign Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, was not too happy about, as evidenced by his body language. You be the judge.
You have brought up the issue of a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. And to my knowledge, the only country in the Middle East that currently possesses nuclear weapons is your own country. My question to you is a very simple one. In your talks with Prime Minister Hatoyama and Foreign Minister Okada, did they bring up this issue at all? Or have they encouraged Israel to join the NPT? Lieberman didn't really answer my question, but he did say this.
I know only one thing, that there are two countries that they have nuclear weapons. It's Pakistan and India. And also I think it's not our problem, it's not our responsibility.
And when Avigdor Lieberman wrapped up the conference, he showed his anger by a stare down when walking past a correspondent. Let's take a look at it one more time.
Avigdor Lieberman has just left the room. He says that Israel is a responsible country under special circumstances and deserves to be trusted by the entire international community. How this message will be received by his Japanese hosts remains to be seen. Michael Penn,